Jim Comey comes across as someone who is so wily and so calculating. He's a predator. He makes a decision that the president is going to lie to him before he even has his first meeting. And so he decides that he's going to start recording or memorizing what was said in their conversations. And then he gets to the point where he says, you know what, I'm going to leak this stuff now. Why is he so comfortable leaking? What is it about his history, his background as a prosecutor? And what I would want to know is he the leaker? Is he the guy who was so comfortable? And the answer to why he didn't leak it himself about the seagulls on the beach and my wife was hogwash,
yeah.
It was a distraction. And you know what? He did the same thing just now with the senator. What he said basically was, Lordy, I hope there are tapes. Well, that doesn't answer the question as to why someone else was asked.
Does it matter who he leaked it to? Because Daniel Richmond isn't just a buddy. I've been talking about this.
Oh, yeah, no, this guy is a liberal guy. Look, he worked with him in the United States.
He
worked with him in the U.S. Attorney's office. He was the appellate attorney there. You develop a very close relationship, I know from being DA, with my appellate people, okay? You talk to them about serious issues. But the fact that he was so comfortable that he did this to a liberal professor, and it's linked to the... It tells me that this isn't the first time that the guy's leaked. It tells me he's a predator. He was looking to take the president down. And what he wanted to do was preserve himself. He is an operator. He is part of the Washington elite.